Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three on this Wednesday afternoon. Chad Hartman with you. And we are pleased to be joined for the first time on the show by new Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara. Brian is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you coming on. I saw this news as it was breaking yesterday. It's pointed out again today that the city council has approved a budget which funds 731 full-time officer positions. Within the Star Tribune story, sir, it says that's not new, but the city's had difficulty filling those positions and is about 260 officers short of that minimum. Are they right? Do you have 471 officers with the Minneapolis Police Department right now?
No, Chad, that math doesn't add up quite right. I'm not sure what they're subtracting on, but we have slightly over about 550 officers now, which is about 300 down collectively since, you know, prior to the pandemic.
Do you see a path for more? And I would get that your answer would be yes. But I hear from a lot of people who say, at one point I wanted to be an officer. I don't. It's too difficult. It doesn't pay the scrutiny. Yeah. And if you see it getting to that 700 number, how far away is that?
Yes. Well, thank you for pointing that out. And, you know, you mentioned the budget. So I do want to state the budget for next year has the bare minimum number of officers budgeted that we are required to have based upon the charter. So what's important to remember about that is, and why that's significant in talking about the civilian positions that were cut from here, is that doesn't allow us much wiggle room to hire additional civilians to do work on things, for example, like the consent decree that we expect to have next year. Now, in terms of filling the ranks that we do have so that we get to that minimum, there are clearly a number of challenges. However, you know, I'm optimistic that we will be able to do some work, hopefully, to eliminate some of the barriers that do exist to try and encourage more people from the city of Minneapolis to become a part of the police department. Look, this is not a profession that you're going to get rich on, right? But this is something I think there is an incredible amount of positive energy in the community now at this time. There's a lot of people who want to be a part of making something different. And I think we need to be very intentional about going out and trying recruiting people from the city who want to be a part of positive change in their neighborhoods. And now, to the extent that there are barriers that sort of prohibit people specifically from the city to becoming police officers, we're going to do everything we can to eliminate those barriers and to help more people from the city become cops here.
What are those barriers, sir?
Well, there's a number. I mean, there's stuff that exists at the state level. There's certain post requirements that are unique to this state, with folks requiring college and folks needing certain skills training prior to becoming a police officer. And then there's other barriers in terms of just the reality of urban America today. trying to deal with issues of perception around policing, particularly in cities. And also, it's obviously more pronounced in this city. I think we need to be very intentional about reaching out to the young people that are here, engaging them more, and to try and tap into some of those altruistic values that people do here have. I think there's a lot of people that do want to see this city change. They're upset. They've been traumatized by the things that they've lived through. And people need to see a path for them to be able to be a part of making change real.
Let's talk about two very different groups and pick up on what you've said so far. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara is kind enough to join us here on CCO. For the individual, and I'm talking about the individual who used to come to downtown Minneapolis, not the person who never came down, because they should be in a separate category. But yeah. They hear you, and they hear that number 550, and they pay attention to some of the numbers, and I want to get to how some of those numbers have dropped compared to last year. But they hear those numbers, they talk to friends, and they still feel like downtown Minneapolis is not safe enough at certain times of the day and certain locations. What can you say directly to those individuals who are open-minded to convince them to come back?
I think, and I know a number of the corporations here have actually looked at the data and facts, and the reality is downtown Minneapolis is very safe the majority of the time during the day, in the evening, during the week. Downtown Minneapolis is the center of the entire region in this country for things to do. And we've done some very intentional things to increase police presence and visibility downtown in the business district during the day, and also to increase safety late at night and during bar close when we do historically have problems with crime and violence. And I think the best thing, talking to folks from downtown and people who are here, the best thing is for people to come here and to see it for themselves, because this really is the center of the region. There is nowhere else you can go to get all of the attractions, the entertainment, the bars, everything that this place has to offer. And I've seen it myself. Early Saturday morning, there were just hundreds and hundreds of people downtown Minneapolis in bars watching the World Cup. And it's just great to see things like that, to see all these people coming from all over, taking up space and spending time downtown and seeing for themselves that it is actually safe.
So let me jump in on that, because I agree there were a lot of people. But as somebody who's lived here a long time and knows a lot of people either who work at prominent bars and restaurants or own these places in downtown Minneapolis, they continually tell me that at 11, 12 o'clock, it changes in a way where it didn't change that way 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Now, it's a little different now because it's winter and it feels like 5 degrees out compared to summer when it feels like 85. What about that time of night? I mean, do you feel like that you've made progress in that area, or can we really measure that until we get to spring and summer again next year?
Well, I do believe we have made progress in that area, and I do believe we are on a track now to be even better prepared for next year. I think next year, in partnership with the downtown district and some funding that the council has reserved specifically for downtown, I think basically from Cinco de Mayo to the end of the season in Halloween, we will be better prepared to do sort of non-law enforcement measures to create safer spaces. I think next summer people will see more street closures downtown, a change in the dynamic. A lot of these incidents around bars involve, particularly when there's gun violence, involve drunk people getting into fights and going back to their cars and getting a weapon in the heat of the moment. We're going to do things to try and change that dynamic, close off streets, and sort of change the feel of downtown, even late at night, to prevent things like that from happening. In addition, there is a very dynamic late night staffing plan where we have significantly increased police presence late at night downtown when bars are closing, and that's happening now, and that will continue to happen. But I think next year, we're going to be poised to try and make downtown feel differently, even late at night.
I mentioned I was going to have you on Twitter, and I raised if you could ask one question to the chief, What would you ask at Chad Hartman Show? Among the texts, because this is another topic I wanted to address, the toxic masculinity and inherent race problems in police departments and unions that often leads to inconsistent policing, resulting in the deaths of black and brown people, and Minnesota has a reputation in this area. What do you say to people of color who will not only talk anecdotally, but talk data and say, we just don't believe we're treated the same way?
Sure. Well, I do think it is a fact that there are disparities in law enforcement data in general across the country. And I think the reality is that police are oftentimes dealing with the result of a number of historical factors that create these certain concentrations of crime and violence. And oftentimes, you know, we all know what these causes are. It's historical issues around poverty, around redlining, around lack of investment, around, you know, poor education, poor health, lack of food, and all these types of things. But I think our responsibility as professionals is to ensure that we have processes and systems in place, that we are often, you know, and systematically reviewing that data to identify where outliers may be, to see how we should adjust what we're doing to try and minimize disparities as much as possible. And I think that's something that's going to be the focus point of both the state and federal consent decree once we have it. And I know there's technology and there's other solutions that we can implement to try and minimize that as much as possible. At the same time, we have to acknowledge that we do have, particularly in communities of color in this city, we have very real and very urgent problems around gun violence and serious street crime, and we have to recognize that the police cannot normalize any of that and need to respond to each incident as urgently and as thoroughly as possible, because that crime and those matters of violence are the linchpin that hold all those historical issues together. So it's something that I take very seriously, and I will ensure that every member of the department takes very seriously as well.
Last thing, and again, we thank Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara for coming on the show. We hope we can get him on a number of times moving forward. We have changes with the police oversight panel, but a lot of people have raised this, including in an op-ed in the Star Tribune today, that if it's an oversight panel and the mayor gets his picks – and the city council, they get their picks. Is it really an oversight panel as opposed to citizens who are separate from the council, separate from the mayor's office, playing a more prominent role, and it would have more independence in that manner?
So I don't think, because it's a matter that's currently being debated by the council in legislation, I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's appropriate. I do not think it's appropriate for me to comment on it. I do not want to be seen as trying to sway the political process one way or the other. I can simply tell you that clearly civilian oversight is an essential mechanism of having policing in the United States. And of course, we have real issues in this city, just like many others, around ensuring that there's a sense of legitimacy in the process, both for resolving citizen complaints and in general for having civilian oversight. And I think it's clear that we need to have a system that is effective, that does not take too long for officers to be held accountable, and that has some sense of legitimacy both in the community as well as from the officers themselves. I don't think, you know, discipline in policing, you know, necessarily needs to be extreme in every single case, but it's certainly not effective if it's not able to be done close in time to when bad behavior occurs. So I think there's certainly work to be done, and I'm hopeful, you know, from things that I have seen, changes I have seen here in the existing structure, that we'll be able to work together to make discipline more effective and something that everyone views legitimately.
I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much. We'll reach out again.
Thanks so much, Chad.
The police chief of Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara, at any point. In fact, let's do this. You want to react to things that you thought really stood out, that you were pleased with, that you were disappointed with, something that was a little atypical, that was unexpected. You want to send me a text or you want to call? We'll have a little bit of time to react when we come back. I know a few things stood out to me, and also share some of the comments I've heard from other people who have dealt with the new police chief. You can track us down at any point. I'm going to give you Dave Harrigan's phone number later. You can just call him later if you'd like. But right now it's Cities One Talk and text line, 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
27 past 2, Hartman and Harrigan with you. The DeRusha Show, they have big meetings. You know, their meeting show?
It's a, basically a 21-hour meeting, right? Then they do the show, and then a meeting kicks
off. Well,
again.
They have a meeting with programming brain wizard Brad Lane. They've taken over this other room, right, which is very John Williams-like, to take over another room. Like
they're Jason, waiting for you to really complain about that.
Jason's got an office. Dan's got an office. But why they think they need another office, I don't know. Then we got a chalkboard here. I mean,
that's a whiteboard.
You know, I mean, markers. What other rooms are dedicated to the DeRusha Cook Show? I don't know.
Don't forget the Card to Sharks board over there.
Card to Sharks board. Yeah. Well, how about we take that in the other room as opposed to leaving it here in the studio? I'm here three straight days. There's a very good chance one of these days I'm going to take that out of this room.
That board is sitting, what, 20 feet away from you? Is that really bothering you right now?
Throwing off my biorhythms. Well, so all I know is I walk into the DeRusha Cook Lane meeting. As soon as I walk in, silence.
No.
Had to be making fun of me. Why else does the room just stop talking?
Well,
they're making fun of me.
Making fun of you or, as you noted yesterday, stealing your bets.
That's a given, right? They were making fun of me. I've got feelings. Badaria Arredondo, like Brian O'Hara, outstanding communicator. It matters way more what you actually do with the job. Let's be crystal clear about that. But being visible, showing up, being noticed, talking about new ideas is a huge part of that job too. And I did not get why Madaria Arredondo, who honestly, if you count police chief in the political apparatus ecosystem, one of the better communicators since I've come back here 32 years ago. And he just wouldn't do it. Brian O'Hara is impressive in his interviews. And I will say this to people who I talk to who are predisposed for whatever reason to be skeptical about police, who've dealt with them, they've come away so far impressed. What I liked is he's talking about specific, direct changes. I want to see them actually happen, and I want to see when one or two fall flat on their face, how quickly they adjust. We get these numbers all the time from Jacob Fry and from Michael Rainville. Ron O'Hara seemed to be pretty clear in saying 550 is the police number. Let's not forget, a few years ago, the number was around 890. Let's not forget Madaria Arredondo talked about adding 400 to 600 more to potentially 1,400. But I liked more of the direct approach. I liked how he addressed each issue, including the historic numbers in profiling, which has been a part of police work. To act like it has not happened, you're sticking your head in the sand, or you're just not acknowledging what's going on. That's a part of it. And it depends from department to department how large it was. I mean, look at my town, Golden Valley, my hometown, how they had some significant accusations of racism. And then when they had their first public meeting out of it, they kicked everybody out. Now the mayor is trying to address it more. He talked about how trying to create a scenario to recruit more officers. On that one, Dave, I say good luck. I say it is a daunting position to recruit to right now. And of course, in the absolutist world we're in right now, if I call for the techs, we'd have a chunk of them say, well, that's because you guys are ripping the police all the time. And we're trying to be realistic and trying to deal with individuals who may have a racist tendency, might have a racist background, and then the many, many others, the overwhelming majority, who are skilled, highly skilled, or brilliant at their job. Because all we do is default. You know, trust me, I had recent conversation with a friend of mine, person of color, an encounter he had downtown, and I believe my friend 100%. I have great suspect of how that played out. So I like the abrupt approach. I like that skeptics have been impressed. It's so it's tougher to judge, too, in the winter. We haven't had a big incident. I hope we never have one. We're going to. How does he walk all those lines on that one? You know, how soon is body camera footage out? What is he saying about police officers? How is he interacting with the union? How is he dealing with people of color if it happens to involve them? Where is the mayor in this? Where is his boss in this? Hopefully he's not on Twitter again. Because there's a lot of initially, like Operation Endeavor, there's good numbers about it. There was a lot of that data that was moving down. Like some people now, it's no matter what that happens in town or in the suburbs, if something happens, this is Tim Walz's estate. Oh, yeah, like we never had that. We never have that in states run by Republicans, or we never had that with Tim Pawlenty. So you can cherry pick all you want. But on pass of data, we're going to find out. And sometimes individuals who look the part, act the part, say the part, and offer up ideas that resonate, they live up to it. Some of them, it's like the job is impossible, and they can't get to it. And some of them aren't that good. I mean, O'Hara and the circumstance will dictate a lot.
Yeah. Use the sports analogy. I think so far he's won the opening day press conference, right?
I think he's done even more than that with his visibility
yeah. And
showing up at places
I just
where
mean
a lot of others.
Early on,
yeah,
everything's great. It seems good. Seems like a good hire. Seems like a smart guy. Seems like he's got a vision and a plan.
Yep.
And now we'll see how the plan is enacted and what happens when things don't go to plan. Because inevitably that will happen.
Yep.
And it's going to be, you know, the response that he's then judged on. You know, when one of those terrible incidents, at some point, you're right, we hope it never happens, but something bad will happen involving the police department.
Yep.
And, okay, now the microscope's on again. How do you react?
Yep.
What happens after this? What's the message? What changes?
Yeah, and there's going to be no perfect way because you're still going to tick off some people.
Yep.
And you know, the other sports one I use here, you got a plan until you get punched in your face. You got all these ideas, and then when something awful happens, what was the lead up to it? What happened at the time? And what's the follow up?
And how prepared were you before yeah. It happened?
Because let's not forget, Minneapolis police, initially about Derek Chauvin, they lied. And without the cameras, We have no idea what would happen. It's 35 past 2 on CCO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I know this. Why am I just blanking right now?
Phoebe Bridgers.
Yes, that's right. She's haunting.
She's got a voice on her.
Yes.
She's got a voice on
her. Yes, she does. All in for Phoebe. Good tunes today. Georgia related.
You didn't know that the Georgia theme would bring so many hits.
I like it. I'm a big fan of our bumper themes.
Well, that's because I do a great job with them.
Okay. That's why you declared yourself WCC Radio Employee of the Year. Jordana was campaigning also earlier, and I said, is cancer thing real or not? Has it just been a radio stunt? A lot of people are talking on the station. This has just been a radio
ratings
stunt.
Ratings ploy.
I've got cancer again. You know? No, she's amazing. It was great to see her. Beauty and the Beast. That's what I'm calling the show.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Beauty and then Mr. Ogre. Mr. Ogre. Okay, so who is most likely to welch on a bet? We've all agreed, Blois Olson. If you have a different CCO employee, text me. 651-461-9226. It's Wolves Wednesday, and we have not given out the tickets yet.
No, we've failed so far.
Baloney. We decided to do this. It's all a master plan, Dave Harrigan, all a master plan. Just as a bonus, it doesn't get you closer to the tickets. I'll just tick off management. I've never done that before. I hate these call-in third caller things. They do absolutely positively nothing for me. I want some contribution to the show. But I know I think Brad's with me. It's just, God knows I love Odyssey. You know, I mean.
We're just trying to make people happy out there. We're trying to reward the listeners. It doesn't have to always be about, you know, supporting you, whatever Chad
not supporting
wants.
Me, because it's supporting the listeners that if the listeners show their fabulous creativity and contribute to the show, then the listeners also get a benefit.
Well, not everyone is a creative person, Chad.
What are you?
Not everyone is a huge Wolves fan that wants to go to a Wolves game.
Are you on the TikTok? You're on the TikTok, right?
No, I'm not.
I'm not on the TikTok. I want us to talk about it because stories were filled today. Don't be on the TikTok. China and the TikTok, obviously South Dakota. So much what she does is for political purposes, but Nebraska already dumped the TikTok for state purposes, so South Dakota. And to be honest, like Mark Warner, well, I always thought was going to run for president. Virginia, center lefty Democrat. He said Donald Trump was right about the TikTok. He's very wary of the TikTok. But I know friends who love the TikTok, think it's funny, it's hysterical. I wish I was on the TikTok.
I catch the videos, and I do watch probably more than I should. They're entertaining for a little while, but
did you see
a lot of work to make?
Did you see the TikTok that popped up about 3 days ago? Thanksgiving, an aunt dies.
Oh, I saw
at the house
yesterday.
And this guy, in this matter-of-fact way, to hammer.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Is breaking down what they did with the dead aunt. And, I mean, it sounds incredibly uncomfortable. It is.
It is.
But if you like dark humor, it was very funny.
There is a high level of brilliance to it,
yes!
I believe.
Yes.
I mean, the lines about how they're all enjoying the feast while the aunt was
developing rigor mortis
in the next room.
And
oh, my goodness.
And he's kind of dancing?
Yes.
While he's breaking. And like, where did they call and say, yeah, you know, our aunt has died? And the place basically said, too bad, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, just move her to the side.
Kind of a rude thing for you to call us on a holiday.
And he's just matter of fact. That's what I'm saying. People's creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if China really cares about any of my stuff.
They wouldn't be the only ones.
I mean, it's my stuff isn't that interesting.
No.
It's not that interesting. No. So I think I need to do the TikTok. I want you to text me right now an obscure Timberwolf. Throw out a Gundar's Vetra. Give me an Igor Rakosevic. You know, give me somebody like that.
An Indy Eby, maybe?
I don't think he's that.
Is he not quite to that level?
No, because he was duty, you know, and David Stern got it wrong, and that was the, you know, year that could have taken Josh Howard, even though they had such great success. And again, duty practiced against LeBron and had like a moment of effort, and we took him, you know. The name is obscure for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Indy, very nice, good guy. Give me, just text me, an obscure Timberwolf. You're not calling in to win this contest yet. So hang up on those people. Hang up on them. Nope, not yet. Not yet. You've got to hear the criteria. Do we have a new laugh today?
It's one that we haven't heard in a while.
Oh, so in other words, we don't have a new laugh.
It's one
we haven't heard in a while.
It could be new for you.
You and Carter are bored by this idea that I have, and it's one of those things where I say we should do it, and really it's you two, and you two have decided you don't want to do it anymore.
Look, there's three
that's
laughs.
Accurate.
It's fine.
Oh, so Carter doesn't have much talent. Now that's where
I'm saying he gave us three laughs the very first day when you decided, and I took it upon myself to say, you know, I don't need to ask Carter for a new laugh every day. We're just going to recycle a few of these and get through the season.
Your laziness. That was the key. We got to it. 49 Fast 2. Give me an obscure Timberwolf, 651-461-9226, through a text.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Famous fiddlers. Do we have a long list?
In the...
You got a lot?
In the annals of country music, you probably do, but I'm...
How about the guy who's on the roof all the time, that fiddler?
That's true.
But up bum.
Could he get off the roof?
That's I don't know. Get off the roof.
Hey, buddy, enough with the fiddling. Let's go here.
That would be an annoying thing if every time you came home, there was some guy with, you know, long beard, and he's always going fiddling on the roof. You know, no thanks. We have our Wolves winner. Thank you very much. Tomorrow, another day for me in the city.
Wow.
We're bonding. It's all Q related. You know, Q has 10 days left of transition. And then the world is turning upside down.
What happens for Q after that?
We're trying to find the right places for him. I'm going to talk about this more because it is another serious question that millions and millions of families face with young adults, older adults, when schooling finishes, of options available to them. And it's not just whether you have money or not, and that's an enormous situation, too, that a lot of people don't have available to them. Group homes, jobs, safety are incredibly awful. Level of lack of funding for special education in this country. Programs in this state are so full. It's not easy to find the ideal location. So I always love talking about my boy Q and my three other kids who I love immensely. We're going to be done here in a minute. We're greatly looking forward to tomorrow. We think we have a very good show tomorrow, although I think today I thought we had a good show.
Good one today, big one tomorrow with Major.
Yeah, Major Garrett in studio for about 90 minutes. He's speaking at the Economic Club of Minnesota. Our mutual friend Teresa McFarland is going to bring him over. So we'll get to some serious stuff, but probably more nonsense with Major. And then we're debating here whether he should make his regular Friday 12:35 appearance. I'm yes.
Of course you are. It's all about you.
It's commitment.
I'd give him the week off.
Hey, he's giving us bonus time. I'm just trying to hold him to his regular commitment. But Chris Carter was great today. I thought Bron O'Hara was very good. What else did you like? Rena was gold. Trump, all he does is lose, but then the Democrats shouldn't take that much credit for it. WCC Radio Person of the Year was the engineer, was here for 5 seconds.
That was me.
No, you're out.
Ah.
Bill Guerin tomorrow at 12:35. DeRusha earlier at 105. Jason and Dan are here right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.